AP Update, I'm Ed Donahue. The manager of the Miami Marlins, Don Mattingly, was in tears today talking about his ace pitcher, Jose Fernandez.
Just joy with him when he played.
Fernandez was one of three people killed in Miami Beach overnight when a boat hit some rocks and capsized. Investigators say Fernandez was not wearing a life vest. Marlins team president David Sampson says Fernandez got through every obstacle in life. He left Cuba for a better life in the U.S. He tried four times to get to the U.S. He became a star in Major League Baseball.
When you talk about someone whose personality could outshine his talent, normally it's the other way around. And in this case, his love of family and the game and being Jose.
Two bodies were found under the boat, and a third was found on the jetty. Investigators say speed was a factor in the crash. The boat was owned by a friend of Jose Fernandez. He was 24. AP Update, I'm Ed Donahue.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids, some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I always on television watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.